When it comes to caregiving, women get the short end of the stick again. The number of women in the workforce has been rising over the years. However, this cannot come at a worse time. The problem is not that women are working. It's that women perform 75% of all informal caregiving. This becomes the perfect storm that discriminates by gender. Unfortunately, this type of storm presents a double whammy, one that is obvious, the other hidden, yet more devastating. Hi, I'm Joe Zingone from HolisticEconomist.com. The first component of the storm is the actual hands-on physical caregiving. The second and more devastating is the fiscal toll, with the most damage occurring years or even decades after care is ended. The drain on savings doesn't stop after the ill person's passing. Future pension and Social Security payments will reduce for the caregiver to live the rest of their lives and leaves almost nothing for themselves if they need care. Many women don't abandon their caregiving responsibilities because of employment. Instead, they cope to the best of their abilities with the combined pressures of caring for a loved one and their need for income. A national study on women and caregiving highlighted the conflicting demands of work and elder care. The study found that 33% decreased their work hours, passed up a job promotion or training, 22% took a leave of absence or switched from full to part-time, with 16% quitting entirely. Unfortunately, unmarried women caregivers have fewer options for balancing work and caregiving. For more tips on fiscal survival, visit realisticeconomist.com. That's realisticeconomist.com.